Today is Ash Wednesday. That's the first day in the Christian season of Lent, the 40 days before Easter. And Lent is about a lot of things. But one that everyone talks about, of course, is sacrifice, giving up something you really care about. Father James Martin is a Jesuit priest and editor-at-large of America magazine. He's with us from New York. Father Martin, welcome.
Thanks a lot. Great to be with you.
So what are you giving up for Lent, first of all?
Well, I'm trying not to gossip or say anything negative about anybody, which, let me tell you, is a lot harder than giving up chocolate.
Well, and people in the Catholic faith actually have to give up some things, right? There are certain things that are obligatory beyond what you decide to give up on your own.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's fasting, you know, refraining from eating meat on Ash Wednesday and Fridays in Lent. But, you know, the other practices are more recommended. It's prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, basically giving charitably. And those are the three pillars of Lent.
What are the most popular things that you find people decide to give up during Lent?
Usually it's food. Chocolate seems to top the list. But also people give up things like gossiping. They try to do something more positively, like going to church more, praying more. And that I actually try to recommend that people do something rather than giving something up.
But as you've heard over the years from parishioners, have you ever heard somebody give up something that you say to them, oh, come on, that's not a very difficult one to live without. You could give up something more.
Well, I try not to because, you know, you never know what's hard for people. Funny enough, when I was in college, my Jewish roommates asked me, you know, who decides what you give up for Lent? And I said, I do. And they said, well, where's the difficulty in that? So for the last 30 years, they have told me what to give up for Lent.
And what have they told you?
This year, my friend Rob, who lives in Sharon, Massachusetts, told me, let me think, snowballs, wintergreen flavoring, and then a food stuff that I can't remember. So there's three things that I'm supposed to give up every year, and you know he lets me know. And believe it or not, sometimes it's difficult. You know, one year it was béarnaise sauce, and I was out at a restaurant. I thought, well, I can't have this year. You know,
oh, you can't have that steak frites without
yeah,
the béarnaise.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, by the way, snow peas. I just looked it up. That's the final thing I'm supposed to give up this year.
That'll be tough. But what has been the toughest one over the years for you to give up?
Well, you know, honestly, I try to give up every year, you know, saying anything unkind about anybody. And that's pretty hard. You know, I mean, there's a balance between trying to be truthful and you know, you don't want to be mean. But, you know, I'll a little confession here. That's kind of hard for me not to speak negatively or gossip. So that's pretty tough.
Father James Martin, a Jesuit priest and editor at large of America magazine. Father Martin, thanks so much and good luck with without the snow peas and the gossip.
Good luck with the snow.
Thank you. And Meghna, we've been asking people on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio, what they're giving up if they observe Lent. Billy McTalty writes, sugar, alcohol, and the past.
What's left?
David Winkle says, I'm giving up winter. I'm with him on that one. At this point in this year, I would like to do the same. Let us know what you'd do at facebook.com/hereandnowradio.